once you've crossed that line where sports are no longer just entertainment, diversion, and pastime, when it crosses the line, then yes, it can border on religion for a lot of people.
Do you think there's any difference between using technology to gain an advantage, for example, high-tech swimsuits and doping? I mean, taking performance-enhancing drugs?
Well, that's a profound question. I think if you're really honest about it, it's hard to see the difference. I mean, if you think about a sport like tennis or maybe golf, and you consider the advances in technology and the equipment, and if you go back to the 1930s and 1940s and think about the small wood tennis rackets and the wooden golf clubs, if those players had had today's equipment in their hands, it would have made a huge difference in their game, a bigger impact on their game than performance-enhancing drugs. The advances in technology have really done more to increase performance than drugs have. We're all quick to criticize, and there's a stigma attached to using drugs that doesn't exist with the equipment. But in a lot of ways, they're similar. I think equipment, technology, diet, and education, all those things have done more to enhance athletic prowess and performance than drugs.
We expect athletes to be positive role models. Is there any reason why we should?
Years ago, people looked up to athletes, and they were our heroes. But there's no reason why they should be role models. They're in the public eye more than others, but they're human like everyone else. All the money and adulation is difficult for these athletes to handle, paradoxically. Money and fame tend to bring down a lot of celebrities, like actors and rock stars, not just athletes. There's a lot of temptation and money involved that you don't see in other professions. Also, there's more pressure nowadays with the way the media has changed and with social media. Everyone is looking for a sensational story, and athletes are more prone to being caught in scandals than ever before. If it were up to me, parents and teachers, people like that, would be the real role models.
Right. Do sports occupy a disproportionately high place in the media? And have we lost all sense of proportion when it comes to sports?
There is a disproportionate amount of interest in sports. There's an insane amount of hype around some of these big events, like the Super Bowl and the World Cup. The media knows that there's a captive audience, and more is better. You know, the first Super Bowl didn't even sell out. Yet in today's world, it's considered the most important event you can imagine. So it just shows how perspectives have shifted. But the media reflects interest more than they create it. They're giving the public what they want. I'm not sure the media is totally to blame either. It's just a form of economics.
5.30.
There's a deeply held belief that sports teaches us valuable lessons about life and ultimately makes us better people. In your opinion, is that true?
Call me old-fashioned, but I actually do believe that, having played sports myself when I was younger. There are some things that sports can teach you. Just in general terms, it teaches you to respect authority, for example. When there's a referee in the game, there's an authority figure. And it teaches you how to get along with others and cooperate. When I was a kid, we would play ball sometimes without supervision, and we'd have to get along by choosing up sides for the teams. When there was an issue with the rules, we'd have to get together and come up with a compromise. So yes, I think there are a lot of lessons to be learned, especially when you're young, that help you later on in life. Now, when it comes to individual sports, the effect is even more evident than in team sports. It takes an incredible amount of discipline, for example, with tennis and golf and track, which aren't team sports. It's a matter of getting up early, training on your own, and all the repetition that you need to do, sometimes without supervision. A lot of people who aspire to be professional athletes can't afford a trainer or a coach, especially when they're young. So the discipline involved in individual sports is a valuable lesson in life as well.
On the whole, would you say that sports bring about more happiness or unhappiness in the world?
Well, as long as there's some perspective there, and you look at sports as a sort of temporary escape from real life, as entertainment, like going to a movie. If you have that kind of perspective, then I think sports can enhance your life. And life is better with diversions. With sports, a lot of people look forward to following their teams. It gives them a sense of family, a sense of community, and some wonderful memories. And as entertainment, sports have tremendous value. But again, there has to be some perspective. When you go past the level of sports as entertainment, as diversion, as a pastime, when it gets into the obsession area, then it's probably not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
People who get too carried away by whether their team wins or loses are not in a healthy situation. As long as you can look at sports as a diversion, it's fine. Part of the secret of life, and this certainly applies to sports, is to do it in moderation. And being a sports fan is no different. But overall, I would say sports create a great deal of happiness.
Do you think there's a sense that sports have replaced religion in modern society?
That's a great question. Probably for a lot of people, it has.
Oh.
I'm thinking of some of these major sporting events that draw worldwide interest, like the World Cup, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You see the passion of the fans, and I think that passion is wonderful, as long as it doesn't carry over into fanatical levels.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we get back to that obsession thing, and